WEX.com.
Yo, yo, hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Oh, we are in the home stretch. Doesn't it feel like the weekend? We're almost there. Coming up on this version of ATN, we're going to check the mailbag because, boy, you are pouring your hearts out as far as the economy is concerned, what you think should happen in 2012, how you're sick of all the politicians. You know, I was the person that from day one was calling for that third party, knowing full well, however, that I didn't think it would really happen in my lifetime. Now, I am more convinced than ever that there is still a chance, honestly, sorry Tomasa, Michigan, that we will have a third party. It's just going to take a while. Americans are saying that, yes, we are going down the wrong road. Duh. Of course we're going down the wrong road. But can the economy turn a corner? Has it turned a corner? At least on the day it did. Because we know, as far as the markets are concerned, it's about the negative news. If something happens where earnings reports for companies are down in the dumps, then the numbers are also down. Or if there's something that's happening around the world that's negative, that also affects the markets. And, of course, the big thing has been for a while now, the sticky situation with Greece, people protesting now for over a year, and they're in the tank. That's what it is. They're in the tank, but they're getting bailed out. Greece is being bailed out. Why? Because it would kill the euro. So reluctantly, France has to play along. Greece is getting the lifeline, really, thanks to Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, because she knew and was pushing for this, that either this happens or we're going with our own currency and we're going to flip the world around. So the good news is you really, honestly, you didn't want the world to flip around because it wouldn't help us, trust me. It would be the worst thing that could possibly happen. Our dollar right now, it just keeps going down. It's monopoly money. I think your monopoly money, if Greece had tanked and everybody went to their own form of currency, if Greece had they had just let Greece go and said, too bad, tough tiddlywinks, you screwed up, you were greedy, so we're not going to help you, we're not going to go down that same road, it would have turned our money practically into ash, practically. But it didn't happen. And I didn't think it would. There were signs, there were some scary signs and some scary moments, but it didn't happen, so that's the good news heading into the weekend. You want the bad news? You want the ugly news? Yeah, we're going to give you all of that, too, here on the show. Plus the numbers. It's always about the numbers. Yeah, absolutely. That's why we have a segment called We Can Count, because when I would start to do research and talk to people, everything was about numbers. Not just politics and elections and polls and all that. I mean, but almost everything in our daily life comes down to that. So we have a cool segment that we've done now for a while, and it's called We Can Count. Unfortunately, in St. Louis, they can count how many people who have been sickened by E. coli. Is it just me, or lately are we having some food issues? And when you hear what people go through when they come down with something like that and they're part of an E. coli outbreak, you got 14 people, they think it's going to be much higher. And what they're saying is it's happened. They started to get reports just a couple of days ago. And luckily, no one's died, but you have some people that are pretty sick. And this is the scary thing about it. 4 years old to 94, and they live all over the place in St. Louis. So it's not just one area. It's all over the place. So you figure, in the state of Missouri, they have to alert everybody. They have to notify everybody because of how many people quickly in just a few days have reported cases of it. And like I said, luckily, no reports of anybody dying at this point. But so it's E. coli, and now you have to get out the fact finders, the CSI guys who are that version of the CSI guys who are in the food business, who have to track this and who have to figure out where this came from. And they're not saying anything yet. They're not sure where it's coming from at this point. Is it contaminated water, food? That's what it's spread through usually. And it sometimes is traced back to lettuce from some company or something else, fruit, whatever it might be. However, right now, they don't have any leads on where it's coming from. And to me, that is very, very, very scary. What's also scary to me, speaking of St. Louis, might be the blunder of the entire series. The Texas Rangers, who in their history, you know I'm a fan of history, whether it's sports or any other variety, in their history in 50 years, they have never won a World Series. This is a team that used to be the Washington Senators, and then they became the Texas Rangers eventually. That's what happened. The Cardinals beat the Rangers 10-9 to force a final Game 7. For those of you who aren't sports fans, you have a best-of-seven series. This is for all the marbles in baseball. When think about it, you've had to play 162 games, and then you have to get through the postseason. Can you imagine? Not that I feel sorry for people who are making millions of dollars to play a boys' game, and they get to do it as adults. How fun. But they are dog tired. Game 7 is the ultimate in sports. It is the final round at the poker table for all the chips. This is it. Do or die. To me, there is nothing more exciting, nothing better in life, I'm telling you, than to get down to that moment. Man on man, this is it. Either you're going to win it or you're going to lose it and go home. There's no coming back. There's no lifelines. There's no next game. Very exciting. And speaking of games, don't forget in our third hour, Nail the Score. We do it for three segments of this show. Our computer, the supercomputer we have, which they cannot hack into, guarantee nobody can hack into this computer. I guarantee you. We'll pick the game of the week, week 8 in the NFL. You don't have to particularly be fond of football, but you might like to win. So here, it's so easy, because you don't have to get asked trivia questions like on all those morning shows. What you have to do is just call up and say who you think is going to win of the two teams and what you think the final score will be. Speaking of keeping score, coming up on the flip side, we're going to do that We Can Count thing and talk about John Boehner, who says, the Speaker of the House, no more when it comes to waving the axe over our defense budget. We can't go in this direction. It's unacceptable. Unacceptable. Why is it unacceptable? I'm going to tell you why on the B-side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
I just got through telling you it is all about the numbers in life. Look around and you'll see exactly what I mean. Here's a juicy number for you, although it's not a shocker, to be honest. Three-quarters of American voters, that would be, what, 76%, are dissatisfied with how things are moving along in this country. Fox just did one of their handy-dandy polls. That's what they came up with. Now, that number is up from 69% who felt that way in April. And if we wanted to take it even a little bit further, 61% before that, at the beginning of the year. So significantly, people had a rough year. You know, we're down to how many days left in 2011? 60-some. I'm shocked. I can hardly believe it. I hate even thinking about it. But, yeah, we're down to the nitty-gritty. Down to the nitty-gritty of the year. So the poll showed 43% of voters approve and 50% disapprove of the job that the president is doing. Last month, 43% approved and 51% disapproved. There you go. What I want to see happen, and what I want to see what the numbers show that with polls coming up, is heading into this next year, which we're at the point, we're almost a year away from our next presidential election, what happens strictly along party lines? Because if we do that now, 80% of Democrats approve of the job the president's doing. Well, of course, 89% of Republicans disapprove. Is that something we don't know? Independents, you know it's going to be in that ballpark. Independents, 32% approve, 51% disapprove. Now, that's an interesting number. So the independent vote's important, for either Republicans or Democrats when it comes to this next election. 51 disapproving, does that mean they might not vote for Barack Obama this time around, even if they did the last time? And the jobs plan that the president is touting, the $450 billion jobs plan, is kind of, depending, it doesn't matter, independent, Republican, Democrat, it's not going over so well. 48% say if they were in Congress, they would have voted for it. 44% against it. I think that's kind of a wash. That's a coin flip. That's not an endorsement. That, to me, that's a coin flip. All right. So people aren't satisfied. What does that mean? That means that the Republicans are working hard to get the disenfranchised, as are the Democrats. So John Boehner says, listen, we got to back off of defense. We have to back off now. And Leon Panetta is united with the Republicans in Congress and the Democrats who support the idea that we've got to leave defense alone. And the reason why is because they're saying you can't, how much more can we whittle away? Right now, at this point, the Pentagon budget was cut more than enough, they say, in the debt accord this past summer, and it was. The deal calls for $350 billion in spending, in projected spending over 10 years. The Pentagon is planning on reductions of $450 billion. So I'd say they are taking their share of the hits when it comes to looking down, okay, what are we picking out in this government? What are we going to do? And, you know, Ron Paul says if we just pull everyone back, then we don't have this money that's flying out the door that we can't afford. We can't bail people out. We can't be the soldiers to the world because we can't afford it. We don't have the money. He's right. But it's too late. I mean, the money we already spent in Iraq, the money we already spent in Afghanistan, it's toast. We need war reparations. That would help. The Department of Defense budget has doubled to $700 billion in 10 years since the September 11th attacks, and I just told you why. Because of the wars that we've been fighting. And it doesn't even include the trillion-plus spent on the wars that would be thrown in there. So the exact number is so much higher. Now, the super committee is trying to work on this. They're trying to get rid of $1.2 trillion in overall spending cuts in the next decade. If they don't do it by November 23rd, we've talked about this a bunch now, if Congress rejects the plan, because that's the other thing. If they come up with a plan, then they got to sell it to Congress, then the automatic across-the-board cuts would kick in. And this is why the Speaker of the House is sticking up for Leon Panetta, the Defense Secretary, and the Pentagon, because if the automatic across-the-board kicks in, the cuts, then half of it, that $1.2 trillion, would be sucked out of the defense budget. And Panetta's saying, listen, we do that, we got nothing. We will be crucified. No joke, we cannot operate on this. We got to do something else. This can't happen. So I don't think we're going to be stepping into some of these other situations in faraway lands if the axe swings the automatic trigger on that half of that money. Because he's right, when you think of the money that was already taken out of the Pentagon, the reductions already, you know, where else are they going to get thin? What else can they do? They're going to have to take out, I guess, a lot of jobs, but even taking out a lot of jobs isn't going to work. And look, we have a voluntary military now at this point. So pulling this all together, you know, we're the most powerful nation on the face of the earth still. We're hanging on by a thread, and China is threatening, but it wouldn't be advisable because I don't think it can be sustained. The problem is we should have got in and out sooner where we were, or we should have been all in. We should have thrown all the chips in right away as soon as we could and not dilly-dallied around for all this time and drag this out. Let's, again, hope for those war reparations because that is huge. All that oil in Iraq, that's what we need, definitely. We need that. We need the money from the oil. If we get that, that at least covers the costs for that investment that we made. And that's key. It's key. If you have any thoughts on some of the stuff that we've already thrown out, please call us in our next segment, 800-259-5791. One of the big stories on the day that I talked about is Gaddafi, Muammar Gaddafi, and the fact that now there is this push by his family to file, they are going to file a war crimes complaint against NATO with the International Criminal Court. Do you think they have a leg to stand on? Do you think they have a leg to stand on in this one? Because what they're saying is everything that happened since February and up to the murder of Gaddafi, they're saying that, listen, it's not, this is NATO. NATO is what killed, their father, you know, cut him down. That it wasn't right what happened. NATO is saying, are you kidding me? Because we operate with what's relevant with the UN Security Council, and never, at no time, did we not do that. In fact, we had an arrest, we had a warrant for Gaddafi's arrest because he was accused of crimes against humanity. And we still have warrants for the arrest of his sons and a brother-in-law. But questions are surrounding his death and, you know, what happened. Who ultimately took him down? He died from a shot in the head, but the circumstances surrounding that shot are still murky, unclear. Nobody's saying anything, in other words. Nobody's saying anything. And what the lieutenant general in charge, the commander of the NATO military op, says is that, you know, NATO did not get involved in anything beyond what was our legal mandate. We have it. And we are within the mandate assigned to us by the North Atlantic Council. There's nothing here. There's nothing. So go ahead and do what you want to do, but it's not gonna work. Do they have a leg to stand on? I think it gets thrown out. I don't think so. I think it'll be conversation, but I'm gonna say three strikes, you're out. There's your number, and they're not gonna. ICC is not going to do anything because they did have, the International Criminal Court did have arrest warrants out. So if you look at it that way, how could they? They're not going to flip that around. There's absolutely no way. By the way, just here's one quick last shot. Netflix, they're tanking so badly because everyone's jumping off the ship like rats, right? Nobody wants the little red thing coming in the mail anymore. I was one of those. I used to get Netflix. I was loyal until they wanted to jack up the price 60%. Do you know that Netflix takes up 32.7% of internet bandwidth? Because they're streaming, of course, people are streaming movies from Netflix. Ay.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are.
Coming up at the tail end of the hour, we're going to hit the mailbag. So we can talk about people like Jenny, who sent me a note as far as 2012 is concerned, saying, clear the deck, she doesn't like any of the Republican candidates, but she doesn't want to vote for Obama either. Is there somebody in the wings who could step in at the last moment and rock her world? Boy, a lot of people liked Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. Some people like Jeb Bush. That's not happening. The former governor of Florida. Neither one of them will jump into this. Chris Christie likes to play around, and then little things leak out like, well, I might reconsider. That's not happening. So could there be somebody that flips into this at the last second? Maybe. But here's the thing. You have the Iowa caucuses coming up in January, very beginning of January. Then right after that, boom, you have the first primary in New Hampshire. And you want to jump into this quickly. Somebody's going to jump into it. They got to do it now because we're at that year mark. And if there is a long shot, dark horse, someone charismatic that can embrace everybody and make please everybody, who's that person anyway, they better show themselves quickly. It's got to happen now. So I don't think so. That was just one of the things that we got in the mailbag. Anyway, we'll do that at the end of the hour here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delamey. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello,
Don.
Kate. How are you? Are you there?
I am here. Are you there?
I didn't hear no click. Hey, by the way, talking about numbers, Jimmy's number isn't 8675309, is it?
No, I don't think so.
That's joke. Okay.
I got you. Ha ha.
I know you got it, but it's dull. But anyways, speaking of a real joke, how is it that the only two ways that Democrats, i.e. little dark communist heathens, they don't know they are, most of them, but they are, how is the only way that they know how to run a government is by cutting the military, Pentagon, and raising taxes on the rich? It's the only thing you ever hear coming out of their mouth. They have no other ideas. They have no other plans on how to direct the economy, what to cut. Just cut the military and raise the tax on the rich. You know? Cut their welfare? You kidding me? Cut back the freebies that go to their states that are controlled by Democrats? Forget it. We would never think of doing that, would we? So, I just don't understand it, Kate. Bill Clinton's the only president in the last 32 years that is, during his 8 years, he actually cut the deficit $1 trillion. Okay? But he did that by just cutting the military. He didn't do anything special. He cut the military. And what happened? Our guys got into a war over in Iraq. Their Humvees didn't have a proper armor because they'd been cut.
Yeah.
And a lot of the soldiers got killed.
Well, yeah, remember their mothers were raising money to try to send better armor over because they were scared to death that their sons, they knew, had crappy materials to work with. And like you just said, that's what was going on with the Humvees. They were getting blown to bits by the IEDs that they were tripping up on through these villages. Yeah, it was ridiculous. And that's why, because they had to cut and scrimp and do whatever they could. They didn't have the money.
And then, of course, the number I always like to stress is that 0.5% of this country is in the military, you know, and we act like that's the reason why our economy's going so bad. And you're right, the money's already spent on those wars, but hey, guess what? The Iraqis and the Afghanis didn't ask us to come over there, okay? We have political motives. They were harboring terrorists.
You're right.
They had a dictator that was paying, what, Saddam was paying Palestinians $25,000 a piece to go blow themselves up to kill Jews in Israel? You know, I mean, to kill Israelis? So he didn't care if they killed Israelis. I mean, some of that blown up with Palestinians, you know? And so, then you got the Taliban, of course, you know, and Al-Qaeda. We know what they did, you know, with the attack and all that. So, you know, if these people want to flee with Kumbaya, I mean, just stay here in America and not worry about the rest of the world would be isolationist and not worry that somebody's going to come attack us again. America, as long as we are the beacon of freedom, Kate, we are always going to be the target. That's just the way it is. And whether you want to defend yourself or just act like a lamb being led to the slaughter, that's the difference in political opinions, I guess.
You know what? It's an interesting thing that you just said. It's true. America is always going to be a target. You're right. Because we embrace the Western ways. Obviously, our country's about freedom, and there are a lot of people that are jealous, and there are a lot of people that don't like the idea of it. And in trying to intermingle everything, it doesn't work. You're right.
Well, it's about capitalism, Kate. We have
that's
all over
it.
The world.
Freedom and capitalism, money, being able to buy, get what you want. Absolutely, they don't have that still. Trust me, in Russia, yes, if you're filthy rich, you do. But the other people, they're trying to attack each other to get what they have.
But you have these other countries that are poor, run down. You've got people in America that are poor, don't have any money. So what do they want to do? They want to steal from the rich to tax. Okay, same thing over there. Oh, we'll just go over and we'll take it from America or whatever. We'll come across illegally and grab some of their money or whatever and make money there. I'm not trying to solve the whole world of problems in a 10-minute and a 5-minute conversation, Kate, but I'm just saying, I get sick and tired. It's the same old bucket. Why can't there be one Democrat that comes out with some decent ideas? Because it's the same old rehash over and over again. Half the rich, half the Department of Defense. You know, it shows something different. One time, Obama ain't done it. He's had 3 years to do something. Oh, I got an $800 trillion or $1 billion what did he do right at the beginning of his presidency? Stimulus plan? What is that stimulus? He didn't stimulate nothing. So we still got the same amount of unemployment. We still got the same amount of bankrupt or foreclosed houses on the market. He hasn't done nothing for this economy. Okay, but hey, I got to get to the story of the night, though. You know what that is, though, right?
I know what it is. It's St. Louis beating the Rangers and forcing a game seven in extra innings. Yes.
Hey, I'm worn out. I got something. I got to go pass out. I mean, that game was drenching to watch. I mean, it looked like the Bad News Bears at Coors Field in Denver, Colorado. Of course, Coors Field's famous for slugfest, you know, high scoring games because of the thin air. But this was a joke. These guys were making errors that I know.
You know, the errors were ridiculous, yeah.
And David Murphy, Golden Glove first baseman for the Rangers, he's messing up. And I'm like, something is going on. Did somebody put grease on their balls? Or is it Atlantic baseball or something? Or, you know, and then all of a sudden it turned into a slugfest. And, you know, and that thing was just unbelievable twice. You know, this is just how hard luck it's going to be on the Rangers fans. And I tried to tell you they're losers, Kate. I mean, the Rangers fans are losers, but nobody will believe me. And they're down twice.
Oh, you are terrible, Don. We're going to let you slide. We're going to let you slide so everybody can hear what happened. I don't think the Rangers fans are losers. I know there are a lot of people listening in Texas, and hey, the Mavericks did it, and then the Texas Rangers are going to do it in Game 7, Don. And trust me, this is from a transplant who's been all over the country and lived in a lot of different places. I think they'll do it. But it definitely was not their night. There was a lot of mistakes. It did look like the Bad News Bears at times. But there were mistakes on both ends of this thing. Take a listen to what it sounded like at the end, because keep in mind this was extra innings where St. Louis won it in a walk-off. Here's what happened. A couple of the setups, Freeze and Berkman, and Freeze again, the hero. Take a listen.
David Freeze. Swing and a long one into right. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. It's at the wall. It is off the wall. One run in. Here comes Berkman. Over to third goes Freeze. We're tied 7-7. How about that? Unbelievable. Freeze hit it off the right field wall. And the score. Cool. Berkman behind him. And listen to this crowd. They have gone banana.
A swing and a base hit into center field. Here comes John Jay with the tying run. Pujols goes to third, representing the winning run. The Cardinals have done it again. My, oh my, I can't believe it.
Swing and a high drive to center field. Get up, baby. Get up, baby. Get up. Oh, yeah. David Freeze has just hit us in the game number 7. This series is tied.
Yes, you heard that there. Freeze was the man homering to lead off the bottom of the 11th inning. So they win it 10-9. They forced the game 7. They rallied from 2-run deficits against the Rangers in the 9th and the 10th on Thursday night. I don't think the Texas Ranger fans are losers at all. I think Don is a sore loser because his Oakland A's are terrible year in and year out. But I will say this. There were some mismanaged moments in that game. They were down to one strike two different times, and they weren't able to close the door, and great teams find ways to close the door. I'm going to say that the manager, Ron Washington, screwed up a couple of times with some moves that he made. So I think in order to get the bad voodoo off the backs of the Rangers, he needs to sit in the dungeon. Quickly, let's throw him in the dungeon. He doesn't want to go to the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Ron Washington, get it together. Think about it overnight. We'll give you the key tomorrow and win this thing in 7, for goodness sake.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
In 1965, this was a song. Come on, just one more time. One more time. One more time. Crazy sheet. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Good luck, mama. I'll get you crazy sheet.
Reminder for those of you listening to America Tonight on a regular basis, or even if you just joined the party, the overnight excitement. It's all about the buzz, and I can feel it in the air. We're making a movement here on this show. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Listen, I invite everybody to chime in and throw in their two cents. Here's the digits, 800-259-5791. If you can't hit me up on the phone line, send me an email, americatonight.net. Click on the email, the drop down, so easy, and send me your thoughts. A lot of you do that each and every day. I always say it. I'm shocked by the amount of emails that we get. Thank you very much. This is a good audience with whether you agree with some of the things I say or don't agree or have different thoughts or come up with your own take on whatever it is that we're talking about. Whether it's the buzz in your backyard, the problems, pipeline going from Canada to Texas, Mexican trucks coming up through the belly of the United States, not conforming, the first one crossed last week, not conforming to the strict regulations that we supposedly have for trucks, and many of you know them, the safety regs. And that's a concern. And then a slew of other things, of course, the economy, the deficit, where are we headed, where are we going as a nation, that kind of thing. So anyway, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Yes, indeed. The mail is here. This one is from Sark. Kate, did you happen to check out? I know you like polls. Did you happen to check out a poll about Hillary Clinton leading all the Republican candidates? I can't say why that's happening, but in a sense, it's not really that shocking. What say you? Well, you know what? Because there's this thing, it's that buyer's remorse, right? And for Democrats, ultimately Obama's in, but now those that are disillusioned are saying, wow, maybe we should have chosen Hillary. Maybe it should have been Clinton instead. And that's what it is. They're wondering about that. So there was a Time magazine poll that showed Hillary Clinton would easily defeat any of the other Republican candidates that are out there, any of the Republican candidates. She would be the Democratic nominee for president if she was in 2012. Clinton would beat Mitt Romney 55-38, or would lead. Rick Perry 58-32%, Herman Cain 56-34%, and then it goes on from there. And of course, it's all mythical because Hillary Clinton is not running, clearly. She lost 2008 to Obama, and she says she has no interest, period, in another run for the White House. And I believe that. I don't think she's going to suddenly pop up in 2016. I mean, I think this is it. She's done her run in politics. I don't believe that she's going to jump in and want to try to run for president. When how old would she be? No, I don't think so. She knew it. 2008 was the time, and the Democrats threw up Obama in her path. They decided to, you know, there were a lot of people that backed him and decided to push him forward. And that was it. That was her shot, and she definitely knows it. Absolutely. All right, let's go to another one. This comes to us from Alan, who says, Kate, I hear you often talk about the weather on ATN. It's funny because it's been a really harsh year for a lot of different things that you've mentioned many times, and I think it's going to get worse. I believe the Northeast is going to get all kinds of blizzards, and it might come early. It could be a white Christmas, but maybe not everybody's going to want this white Christmas. I'm predicting lots of snow, and, hey, the weather forecasters are doing the same thing. You know, it's interesting. We do talk a lot about the weather, but it's funny he mentions that. We haven't talked about the weather too much. There was that Rena that dissipated that was slamming in toward the Mexican coastline, the hurricane, and that came up. And there were a few little things, but yes, the entire whatever it is, what, 9 months of the year until October, it seemed like every show some crazy disastrous thing was happening that you just couldn't ignore. And now with the snow, it's funny that he says that because in New Hampshire, they're starting to get some snow, and they get cold weather, of course, all the way through now until you get to the late in the spring, but they're getting some snow, and it looks like parts of New York might get snow, and Massachusetts and Vermont. We have a lot of people listening to us, WVMT. Thank you very much. Shout out to all those people. In Vermont, they're getting it as well, which makes sense because think of me telling you about New Hampshire. So kind of light snow, though. I mean, it's not some huge dumping of snow. So maybe 1 inch. Maybe 3 if you're up in the mountains somewhere. You know, I guess when you live in places up in the mountains, especially if you live near a ski area like Burlington, Vermont or whatever, this is par for the course. You expect it. You know it. It happens every single year. Just like the rest of the country, whatever it is, you live in Tornado Alley. You live in an area where you could get hurricanes. Snow a little different maybe because you know you're going to get some. Hurricanes, you're always hoping that they turn into tropical storms or just bad rainstorms. And you might deal with flooding, but you're not dealing with some Category 4 storm. So there is some differences in handling that kind of weather. But, yeah, I have seen stories about the fact that it might be a really wicked winter in the Northeast, and I think the last winter was pretty bad. Remember what happened in New York? It was crazy. They couldn't get to people who had emergency problems. because some of the streets weren't plowed, and they had a couple of really terrible snowstorms. That certainly is, I mean, that's certainly scary. So, yeah, sure. I think it could be a rough go of it. And other parts of the country, we'll see. We'll see if we get a balmier winter or not. So let's move to another one. This comes to us from Jacob. Jacob says, Kate, I think it's great that they got Gaddafi. But when I say they, I'm not even really clear on who they is. What do you think's going to happen here? Is there going to be some kind of a trial for the people who took him out? Can they even find who took him out? Yeah, there's a lot of loaded questions when it comes to this. We've already talked a little bit about it. The new leaders of Libya say they're going to bring Muammar Gaddafi's killers to justice. How about that? So initially they were saying that he was caught in crossfire with his own people with him, surrounding him, and it was just a shoot 'em out. Now they're saying they're going to go after whoever it was. So the UN Security Council unanimously voted to end the mandate for international military action in that country. That ends another chapter in the war anyway. But we'll ultimately have to watch this new government to see if, in fact, they have a trial situation, because who's ever responsible for the killing, you know, they're saying they're going to be judged and they're going to be given a fair trial. You think of the atrocities that were committed during that time from February on and even before that, but okay, the human shields and all of that. Now, in, I think, Libya, from among a lot of people, whoever took him out would be considered a hero, let's face it, right? So I think this is more a play on the world stage because of these human rights groups looking into it in the UN. I think this is more of a play to say, oh, yeah, of course, yeah. We're going to look more closely at what happened there and hunt down whoever did it and bring them to justice. And they'll get a fair trial, and that's what we'll do. Baloney. Baloney. I doubt I will ever be on these airwaves and say, oh, Mustafa, whatever, and so-and-so shot him cold-bloodedly, and they're being tried for his murder. I don't think so. By the way, a Security Council resolution, if you're curious about this, because this affects the U.S., ordered the end of the authorization for a no-fly zone and some action as well to protect civilians. Remember that whole thing that happened? Yep. Because now you're not hearing that crackle of gunfire all throughout the country. That's a good thing for the people, at least in that sense. Also, the international arms embargo freezes on the assets of the Libyan National Oil Corporation, and virtually all the restrictions they have on central banks and other key institutions are also eased as well. And that's a good thing for, again, the people who live there. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.